This may sound like a movie trailer.
The Baja cartel has their sights on the Laguna Beach Hydra business. Two young marijuana kingpins won't give it up without a fight.
But it isn't. You can find out what happens in that fight, not in a movie, but in a book. It is a trailer for a book. Trailers are a regular feature of literary marketing these days, and their quality varies widely. But as Dennis Johnson will tell you, most of the trailers are not very good. Johnson is the publisher of Melville House, a small publishing company, and he's the creator of the Mobey Awards for book trailers. And tonight he'll be handing out the second annual awards for the best and the worst. Dennis Johnson, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And let's be clear from the outset. This is not the awards, not a genuine effort to honor book trailers, more of a chance to poke fun at this genre. Why?
Well, it's both, actually. There are some great book trailers. You know, it's like any other art form. There's 98% dreck, but there's 2% magnificent. But the reason we want to poke fun at it is that it's kind of early days for this in the book business, and it just seemed like, you know, maybe book people should be worrying about books more than movies.
Now, you have a lot of categories, and one of those categories is most celebtastic performance, honoring, we assume, the best celebrity appearance in a book trailer. And I'd like us to take a listen to one of them. This is the comedian Dennis Leary pushing his own book, Suck On This Year. And it sounds like a real winner.
I know this is a book trailer, but I'm going to be honest with you. This isn't even really a book. You want a book? Here's a book. Freedom, Jonathan Franzen, bestseller. Let's be honest. You probably have this at your house, or you will have it at your house. You're not going to read it. It's 600 pages. You're going to pretend you read it so your friends and your relatives think you're cool and smart. War and Peace, huh?
And he goes on to list other long books that few people are going to read. He says, unlike his book, which he says will take 12 minutes to read. Is this a common theme in book trailers, the denigration of other books in favor of a writer's own book?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? You know, in a way, the whole concept of making a movie about your book is a denigration of your book. They're apples and oranges. I mean, one thing I noticed most this year, as opposed to last year, was that there was very little variety of form. And I felt like I was really looking at people's dreams, in the most part. A lot of what we had submitted was by self-published writers, mm-hmm. which is, you know, a different thing than it used to be. And you felt that you were watching somebody conceptualize their career, that they envisioned themselves writing this amazing, sexy book that was going to be a huge hit, and it was going to lead to this amazing, sexy movie that was going to be a huge hit. And here is the movie. So what we were getting was, you know, actual condensed narratives.
Now, but at the other end of the spectrum, well, we just heard Dennis Leary mention Jonathan Franzen's novel Freedom. And Franzen also made a trailer for that book, but it's a very different style. And it is nominated for the Mobey Award this year for Worst Performance by an Author.
Well, this might be a good place for me to register my profound discomfort at having to make videos like this, since, to me, the point of a novel is to take you to a still place.
That's a tough performance to beat in that category, Dennis.
It's kind of essence de Franzen there. It's a reenactment of his Oprah discomfort. He's very uncomfortable with talking or promoting his books. But it was an amazing video where many people weren't quite sure it was for real. You know, I've had to point out to a few people that was actually made in his publisher's office and posted on their website. They knew all about it.
That satisfied the clause in his contract that he had to make a video for the book.
Exactly. Exactly.
Here's one bit of another trailer. This one is it's narrated by the kind of voice that only does coming attractions.
He was simply gone. The only light in a boy's dark life. Ruthlessly taken. Now, as a rising Russian mafioso, the violence of Stefan Korsak's life knows no weakness.
This is a trailer for a novel called Chimera by Rob Thurman. Is it common for a trailer to sound that much like a movie trailer?
Oh, yes. I mean, that's totally common. And in fact, a lot of these are being made by people who make movie mm-hmm. trailers. That's why they sound that way. That's why they look that way. You know, they also have these awful soundtracks. We have a worst or most annoying soundtrack award because that is very typical.
So are the Klieg lights and the red carpet out for tonight's Mobeys?
There is a red carpet.
Yeah.
There is a Golden Whale Award that we hand out.
As in Moby, as in Melville House in Moby fame,
Yeah, we couldn't find a sperm whale. It's a beluga whale, but it's close enough. and we spray painted it gold, and we'll be handing that out tonight. Or if you want to get your own, they're $14.95 at Toys R Us. And we're expecting quite a crowd. We had standing room only last year, and I think it'll be bigger this year.
Well, Dennis Johnson, thanks a lot for talking with us about it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Robert.
Dennis Johnson is the founder of the book blog Moby Lives and tonight's Moby Awards, which honor the best and the worst in book trailers.
Not one picture. 1,300 pages, no pictures. Obama's War, 600 pages. Earth by Jon Stewart. You know how much this book costs? $30. Let me tell you something. This baby right here, it's a comedy pamphlet. It's got pictures and tweets, which are actually little jokes that are going to make you laugh your ass off. You know how long it's going to take you to read? 12 minutes. Front to back, 12 minutes.
This book has pictures and big print.
And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.